We live. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, actor and comedian extraordinaire himself, Mr. Tarek Lewis. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Monday my room's evening. Not clean. That's why I have fake backgrounds all the time.
It's all right good, man. It's all good. It's all about the movie. Right? Isn't that right, Joy Franchise?
It's all about the movie.
Mr. Joy Franchise, welcome to the show. DJ, radio host, and media influencer worldwide. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, and my house is also demolished by my almost 2-year-old child.
My son is back. My 22-year-old, I forgot how old he is right now. He was born in 2000, so he's 23. He'll be 23 this year, so I was right, 22. He is back in the house, so I can show y'all. Bro, he has taken over my cave.
Oh, yeah?
Sleeping there in the back. The clothes are, the room is a mess.
That's where Forrest Gump had Jenny sleeping when she was in the house.
In the attic? Huh? In the attic?
Yeah. Oh, I don't see. I only see empty condom wrappers. I don't see liquor. So that's a stand-up guy right there.
No,
empty beer bottles. Good stuff.
He's just a weed head. That's it.
Yeah.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah. He's just a weed head. That's it. Welcome everybody to the live show. Welcome to everyone who's watching this on different Facebook channels. And also on Speedy's Multiverse. Welcome, everybody. We talk everything nerd here at Geek Culture Congress. And we haven't done a live show in a while. And, wanted to get one in, guys. You know, the audio version of this podcast has actually grown a lot, man. I want to shout out everyone who's listening to the audio version of this podcast. I want to remind you, we do the live version of the show. We try and do it every Monday evening, okay? Around this time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sometimes earlier, sometimes later, but definitely on a Monday night. If you're not, follow Speedy's Multiverse on Facebook or YouTube, and you can catch the live show or any of my channels, my regular DJ channels as well. We just do it live there. We do it on the Twitch channel. We do it all over the place, and also on Joey Franchise's channels as well. We're live on his channels as well. So let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. Where are we at right now with the Mandalorian watching, guys? Or you guys just checked out?
I checked out.
You checked out.
I'm officially over it.
The last episode was really lit, though. After the Lizzo episode, like, they hit the gas. Like I'm here now. You know what I mean? I was losing it. After the Lizzo episode, I was like, okay.
I'm losing it.
Scooby-Doo in space.
I feel like it's becoming more like SNL. You know how you get your guest appear cameo. And granted, I think it's cool. Like, it's cool for like a Lizzo, like hearing Lizzo's background about the, you know, being a, you know, her being dad a being a huge fan of Star Wars when she was growing up. I get all that. That's cool. It, to me, it's just getting very like, you know, it's getting very SNL-y, bro. Like, you're just bringing in Tarek. You need to get on the phone with your agent to get on the episode type shit. Like,
why are you bullshitting?
They got all kinds of shows. The Acolyte,
Mom
Baby.
But yeah, I started feeling that. Like, I think it was 2 seasons ago when they had Bill Burr on. I'm like, that's different. But Bill Burr did a good job. Don't get it messed up.
Bill Burr was
not to get it twisted. Bill Burr was very good, and I'm a Bill Burr fan.
Yeah.
But now it's just getting very cameo-y. Like, we have to keep people's attention, and I think it's their way of trying to draw in new fans. You know what I mean? Marvel was doing it with Meg Thee Stallion being in the She-Hulk series. So it's getting everything Disney Plus is getting very. It's easy for, you know, Disney in a sense to kind of plug these influencers, these artists and comedians and things like that, like to give them their shot in one of these roles, which is a cool opportunity from a content perspective, and somebody who's really is, you know, mm-hmm. people like us who are super invested in the story.
Right.
It doesn't work for everybody.
No, it doesn't. And I get it. Like, they had a bunch of, I feel like Jon Favreau's version of the story ended after season 2. Like, that's it. I wrote all the way. Grogu gets rescued by Luke Skywalker, and I don't know what we're doing after that.
Yep. And I think that's where the best of Mandalorian was left. Yeah. And it was with that episode in season two, the ending. I thought they ended it off pretty well.
Yeah. And I feel like it went, you know, all right, so, you know, we'll continue now, you know, loosely with the story. We got to end it somehow. You know what I mean?
They're right. They're just riding the hype. Season three was a hype train.
Yeah.
Like, but just riding the hype.
In defense of the show, the last episode, this latest episode was really hype. I really enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to the season finale. That being said, it's definitely the weakest season. Definitely the weakest season. Tarek, how do you feel about Mandalorian right now? Are you caught up? Where you at?
I'm caught up. And yeah, I agree. The last episode was a very good episode.
Mm-hmm. It was solid. It was solid.
Yeah. But it's only very good because the season's been kind of, you know, bullshit, to be honest. Yeah. I agree with everything that Joey said. It's like, yo, why are we throwing in Jack Black, you know? And like, it's
Disney,
okay.
That's why.
Yeah, it's almost like Disney's trying to like be like, hey, Star Wars is not just for kids. It's hip. It's happening. It's like very much like, hey, I'm
like
cool.
Marketing decisions.
Yeah, it's like the old white dude that wears a bandana, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, what are you doing, me?
It was cool seeing like old, you know, separatist droids and, you know, things from the Clone Wars, you know, in the last episode.
Plot and story-wise, it hasn't been that bad.
No.
With, like, the Mandalorians trying to reclaim a home world and find their people, that part hasn't been that bad.
It just hasn't been as solid as season two or the previous season.
The execution of it is it's too whimsical.
It's very like, loosey-goosey.
It could be very dark and be like, yo, these are an oppressed people that are trying to find a new home, man. This needs to be more Dances with Wolves than it is Dancing with the Stars. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That is the quote. That's the official quote, ladies and gentlemen, from Green Culture
Congress.
And that's
the part, man. That's the problem with this season of The Mandalorian. I'm going to finish it, of course, but I think they could have just ended with season two, done the little clip that, the little moment that the Mandalorian character had in the book of Jango Fett, or the Bubba Fett book, the book of Bubba Fett, had that moment in there, which they had a couple episodes that was basically just Mandalorian episodes.
Exactly.
And just have him appear from time to time and then get some updates and then maybe do a season later. So it's you know, they're bleeding it. They're definitely bleeding it, but damn, they're like bleeding it.
See, after I saw Book of Bubba Fett, and, you know, some episodes were better than others, and, you know, it was still kind of like, you know, awkward their plot that they had there, and then going back to the Mandalorian, and then, you know, I had a feeling that season three was going to be something. It was going to wobble. I had a feeling season three was going to wobble.
Yeah,
you know? I agree. I was right there with you. To add on to what Tarek said, bro. Like, you know, they're definitely milking this thing for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. The Mandalorian brand is probably the strongest Star Wars brand thus far. I know, you know, shows like Andor are like kind of catching up to it and adding, you know, some new flavor. But you know, they are realizing what they have, and it's like Star Wars, like, oh, we finally got something that everybody enjoys, and it's hip and it's cool. Let's, you know, just keep, you know, milking this shit till the wheels fall off. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's really and that's a lot of the, you know, that adds to why you see a lot of, you know, high profile celebrity cameos in a lot of these episodes, because they're starting to see how popular it is. I mean, shoot, I know people, like grown ass adults, that have like Grogu toys. My sister being one of them. You know what I mean? I also have a friend, and
I got a Mandalorian back here somewhere. I got the toy back here.
I have a friend, you know, I have a group of, you know, homies, and like some people have like, you know, Grogu stuffed animals. Like, is that serious? And you know, Grogu T, you name it. These are grown ass people. Like, not to take anything with, because I'm a big ass kid myself.
Yeah, but there's a level of nerd though, you know? And some people get to that.
And Cuba has a bunch of pops. There you go.
Some people get to that high level, you know.
They are milking this thing and milking the Grogu brand, milking the Mandalorian brand as much as they can. But the story is getting very stale to me, which is a big reason as to why I checked out. I'll probably wait till the season's over to really like, you know, watch
power
it.
Through it.
Yeah, just binge through it. But for me, man, it just hasn't caught up to me, and it reminded me of why I'm not like the biggest Star Wars fan to begin with. So, I think it's just a lot of like, a lot of questing. There's too much quest. I need an end result. I need a bigger, you know, you got the thing with the Mandalorians, or, you know, they had trying to find like their home or whatnot. You guys were alluding to, I mean, but I mean, I need a grander scale, man. I think the Moff Gideon thing was really great.
The Liz episode, that, if you're there for that, this, you're going to be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Right, I need more of that.
They should have called it the Book of Bo-Katan. It should have been. It should have
season three. The Book of Bo-Katan.
Yeah, that's really what the episode. That's what the season should be about. They should have done that. They got to move away from. Unfortunately, I know he's popular, but they got to move away from the Mandalorian. It's just that guy, because his plot line has ran out.
So now, right now he's just that guy. He's just that guy, man.
He's just that guy, man.
He's that guy. He's the guardian of Grogu. That's it.
Yeah.
Or the adult. Grogu's adult. That's what he is. Oh, okay, man. I was gonna talk some spoilers, but let's put it this way: it's pretty lit. Go watch it. There you go. We don't have to hit no spoilers. And then enjoy one day when you catch up. And there's plenty of YouTube channels that spoil the crap out of the episode. So.
Oh yeah, I follow YouTube channels.
Okay, yeah. So you know, I mean, there was a lot of little Easter eggs for the sequel trilogy. The Maldaliers, I like to call them. when Darth Maul was the leader of Mandalore for a little while in the cartoon.
Little
Easter eggs for that. It's just a bunch of cool stuff, man. Yeah. But yeah, we won't have no spoilers.
Like Giancarlo Esposito doesn't miss as an actor.
Oh boy, he was right. He took that whole episode and rode over it. We're taking you through the fire, baby. That's what he said. We're taking you through the fire, Mandalorian.
He's trying to get Kevin Feige to cast of his Professor X. He's trying to show off.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. If he gets Magneto, that'll be ill. He doesn't miss.
He could definitely hit it as Magneto.
I think it would be great, man. If he's in the Marvel somehow, some way, that would be awesome, man. But definitely, man, Mandalorian, definitely last episode, definitely hit all cylinders. Let's see what happens in the season finale. Let's talk about what has been dominating. What I like is this movie has been dominating versus something else that was also supposed to be geared toward family, which bombed. In contrast, the Super Mario Brothers animated movie, ladies and gentlemen, about to get a Billy soon.
I'm so happy.
It's already the most highest grossing animated movie right now. I think it beat. I forgot who it beat. I'll have to Google it right now.
Is it Shrek or something?
No, highest grossing.
The movie was great. I don't know what the hell. I don't know why critics were panning it. And why it got like a 50 something.
The remake of Lion King. So it beat out the remake of Lion King. I think it beat out the remake of Lion King. Or Frozen. Frozen, I believe.
Frozen 2. It beat out Frozen 2.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
For the opening weekend.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think that is amazing, man. And it's definitely a good kids movie, man. I mean, you know, it's a good take your kids to the movies kind of movie. I mean, it's not.
I took my kids. Don't do it. Don't take a
2-year-old.
2-year-old. Just get it. Because for the first hour, she was cool, and then like, she's like, "All done," and then started walking around the that was time to go. I mean, I stood around. Thank God, my girl came through and like, "Hey, you know, I watch her. I'll just walk with her." But yeah, I watched the entire movie. I enjoyed it though, for sure. It definitely felt like a kid all over again. And I don't know why critics were panning it. Obviously, they've never played every Super Mario Brothers game.
It's like I told our old friend Michaela, who I ran into the office the other day. She was like, "I hated the movie and it was stupid and no good plot."
That's wild.
And I said, "Tell me a Super Mario Brothers video game that has an awesome plot." I'll wait,
bro. The princess gets captured by Bowser.
Tell me any Mario-based video game with an awesome subplot or even subplot. I'll take a subplot. I'll take anything. Go. Can't be done. You know what I mean? I mean, we got what we got. from Super Mario Brothers. We got the best of Super Mario Brothers in animated form. What do you say, Tarek? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Joy. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Joy. What are your thoughts?
I'm just super excited for the movie because it needs to be a universe built around a lot of Nintendo properties. So Super Mario is a great sign for that. I know I've been seeing a lot of weird memes, like of they're setting up the Super Mario verse.
Yeah, kind of like I seen like a poster for Super Smash Brothers, like, the movie. I'm like, okay,
yeah, it's like a whole MCU lineup. I definitely would want to see something like that, and I think this movie is on a path to hopefully maybe create something around that. I mean, obviously, you want to wait to see if another Mario sequel does good before you kind of dive into that realm. But I don't understand why critics are panning it again. Obviously, Mario game. Nobody plays a Super Mario game to get plot. Substance.
That's why this movie was designed the way it was. It was designed for children, a good time of the movie, family friendly movie, you know, family entertainment.
And it was that, man. I wanted to see Mario powering up. I wanted to see Mario trying to save the princess. I think they did give a good story in kind of telling how the power ups work. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. If you paid attention to like a lot of the music in the game, they were like segueing from Super Mario games, present and past, and like from scene to scene. It was awesome. Like, they gave a little hints at like Luigi's Mansion. Yeah. They were literally, it's like major fan service for anyone that's ever played a Mario game.
It's full of Easter eggs, like I said.
It's full of Easter eggs, yeah. And I tried to catch as many as I can, but I definitely caught a good amount, and I felt like a kid again. I felt like when I first got my Super Nintendo, and it came with Super Mario World, and remembering all the music, the characters, characters that. You didn't even know what the hell they were, and then the movie is acknowledging it. It's like, I don't even know what the hell you are. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's dope. So I really enjoyed it. It was a fun time. It was a short movie. It was short and sweet, right to the point. It was like watching, like, you know, a combination of all the Mario games that we played over the years.
Very good, very good. Tarek, did you check it out? Did you?
I have not seen it yet.
Okay.
I have plans to see it this week.
Okay.
But I will say
it's a very kids movie, just warning you now.
No, that's
fine. It's a tolerable kids movie.
Yeah.
I think
I ignored all reviews because I knew they were going to review it bad. Because for some reason people would think everything should be The Godfather.
Yeah.
So like it's two Italian brothers who fall through a pipe and get on shrooms and throw turtles at a larger turtle.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
I'm not looking for like plot lines and dramatizations. And what it is, I think sometimes happens is people get older and they lose the kid inside of them, so they can't look at the things through the right lens. Like, imagine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And if you were a kid, how much would you like it? So I'm going to take my little childish ass there and see it. I just didn't want to be sitting next to like 7-year olds, you know.
Maybe Michael get a nice little trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on shrooms.
You go on shrooms, right?
Has Mario take shrooms?
That was a great take, Tarek. Thank you. I think people looked for more the kid in them more. They would enjoy things a lot more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let go sometimes.
Enjoy life
a
lot more. Yeah.
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 I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to, like you said, the Easter eggs, the references, you know, and I tailed off on the Mario games at a certain point. Like I didn't have an N64. I played Mario Kart 64 and some other things. Once they started doing like Wario and shit, I kind of like started. Until Smash Bros. Came out, you know.
All right.
So, but yeah, I like the idea of a Nintendoverse. Like, listen, if they ever did Captain N, like, which is one of my favorite, which is not, like, I don't know if it's really a thing. I remember the cartoon.
It was a cartoon, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it had a Super Mario, like inside episode or sub.
Yeah, they had Super Mario Bros. Episode. And the Legend of Zelda episode in there. Then it was a Mario cartoon. If they ever did Captain N, I'd be all there for it.
What touched my heart the most about the movie was the part in the movie, and they've shown it in the trailer, not to spoil it for it for Tarek. What touched my heart, man, being a kid and remembering like the wacky kind of Mario Brothers cartoon with like the action, like it went from like live action. There was a live
action. Yeah.
And then a cartoon version.
Yeah.
Bro, they did the actual song from that show, and it was so dope. They even they cameoed like the voices even from, you know, the original Mario. Oh, yo, it just touched my heart to see that they like hit everything. Like they hit every possible fan service they could in this movie, and it like for me was like it was phenomenal. And I couldn't tell you the last time I really enjoyed like a cartoon movie. Maybe like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, but that's more like an adulty kind of teenage. You know what I mean? Like kind of a happy medium, but like for this being a full-on kids movie, bro, I enjoyed every minute of it.
That's right. You don't like animated.
I'm not animated. I'm not into like respectfully. I'm not into anime like that. I'm not into anime at all. And I mean, the only thing that really got me was Spider-Man, Spider-Verse, and I could like a animated, you know, well, Batman Phantasm.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, Joey. Goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, it goes Batman Phantasm all the time, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and Marvel movie.
All right. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been holding out to watch the Super Mario Brothers movie, there you go. You got the lowdown right there. So, you decide if it's for you or not, all right? Let's circle back to Star Wars because there was a big... there was an animated Scorpion movie. That was actually a dope movie. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed those animated. Bad. Yeah, all the Warner Brothers Animation, it'd be lit, man. They have some good shows.
Yeah, they stay on top of that.
DC, the Mortal Kombat ones are really good, and I really enjoying it, man. Really enjoying it. Let's see here. Let's loop back to Star Wars because we didn't talk about the announcements that came out of Star Wars Celebration, man. We got We're going to share the article. So we got a visual here at the same time. But three new movies were announced, ladies and gentlemen. Three new movies. One movie is from Indiana Jones 5 director James Mangold. That's going to be set thousands of years in the past. And we'll focus on the first Jedi. What do you guys think about that?
I'm actually hyped about that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like that idea because it's thousands of years. There's no like even Yoda. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, cool. These are all new people, a whole new universe. We get to learn a little bit of this history, what the Republic is, the nature of the Force. You know, I could see it being like a Matrix type film.
Yeah.
So I'm actually hyped for that. You know, sometimes you can get Star Wars out, like, okay, too much Star Wars stuff. But there's a potential for this to be very different if they so choose. But knowing them, they'll throw a fucking wacky character in there that's like a human worm for comic relief.
They'll do something.
You know.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's from this old Star Wars legend story. Yeah.
Yeah. But it could be very good.
What about you, Joe? You yay or nay?
Yay. I would say most of my, you know, reason for being hyped for Star Wars as some of the sweaties is the fact that, you know, I never really knew what the Force was. You know what I mean? I just know it existed and you had to be this special kind of person. A la Anakin Skywalker to wield it, and it's just like, okay, so like, how are you born with it? I mean, yeah, we got ideas like how you can be born with it or what, like to really know its true origin. I think that's what has been missing, at least for me, because obviously I haven't dove into, many of the Star Wars heads, you know, that are probably that are viewing or listening to the podcast. But yeah, I think this would help out greatly, at least for somebody like me to better gravitate more to the Jedi lore and just understanding the Star Wars and Jedi story altogether. So an origin story for the Jedi, I'm all for it.
Okay. Dope. I am too. I'm excited for it. I hope it's really done well. And James Mangold, I don't think he's made anything that I haven't disliked. So I think it's going to be very interesting, at least. The other movie, going back to what exactly we were talking about, kind of with The Mandalorian, them kind of just setting up a bunch of other stuff with the season. It makes sense for this announcement that Dave Filoni is directing a movie will bring together all the Disney Plus shows that we have yet to see. Of course, we haven't seen Ahsoka. We've only seen some trailers, which is also was shown in Star Wars Celebration. They have the Wrecking Crew, I believe, or something. I think that's the name of it. I don't know if that's the name of the show. There's Skeleton Crew. There you go. Sorry. There's a Skeleton Crew show. There's the Acolyte show. A bunch of different shows that are going to be culminating into this movie that Dave Filoni is going to do. And, of course, I think it's going to be like kind of a Herod and Empire. Grand Admiral Thrawn is going to be the big bad. What do you guys think? What's the hype level, Tarek Lewis?
The news that Catherine is a cat. What's her name?
Catherine Kennedy.
Catherine Kennedy. Mm-hmm. How hyped she is for the Acolyte has me interested.
Yeah, okay.
Ahsoka looks like it's going to be really good.
No, Ahsoka's going to slap, I think. It's going to be great.
Ahsoka looks like it's going to be really good. This may be one of these couple roles for Rosario Dawson. She was in Kids, so now she's going to top that. I'm actually hyped for it. I'm definitely hyped for Ahsoka, for the Acolytes, and I'm actually hyped for the Grand Admiral Thrawn as the villain. You know me, I went part-time sweaty and went into like who he is, which I've read some novels, the comic books with him in it. But the type of threat he represents, you know, I can see him as a really, really good big bad.
Yeah, I think it's cool because he doesn't have no force powers. It's really just his intellect. He's just a master a technician, you know. In war and stuff. And I think
I think it'll be a great bridge to kind of like soften the blow of how weak the sequels were.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because like just this whole massive force of ships existing at the end of.
Well, they're going to have to, you know, they could build to that. They can make it make sense now.
Yeah, it'll make more sense. You know, it'll soften the blow of, like, that ridiculousness. So I'm here for it. I hope he's out correctly because having shows in two to three movies in a year, it made you Star Wars out, man. Like, forced out. Like, I'm out. Like, okay, it's too much. So it's very possible that they can overload us with Star Wars stuff. So I'm hoping they pace it out correctly. But for these projects, I'm here for it.
What about you, Joey? You know, I mean, you're kind of new. You watch some of it. You know, where they're kind of like building to this big, big thing. You know what I mean? Oh, I think you muted yourself, brother.
I'm all for what Tarek said. Thrawn being, you know, a big bad. Hopefully not just within this show, but hopefully like for the, you know, he can kind of get weaseled into like other series in the Star Wars, world that they're building on Disney Plus. I am really excited from what I saw after watching that Ahsoka trailer. I think Rosario Dawson is going to body it. It looks very good, and I'm probably hyped to watch that more than. You know, anything at this point.
Well, it's going to build up to this movie that Dave Filoni is going to work on eventually. And I mean, he's the student of George Lucas, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's literally like it's not going to get much better than a George Lucas-esque movie than something from him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's about time, too, that, you know, he starts combining those worlds from Disney Plus to the theater.
Yeah.
I think that's what they've been kind of missing as well. Because, I mean, they really haven't had any, like, you know, box office presence in a while.
Right.
And they've really just been kind of you know, building the world through Disney Plus. But it's good to kind of see it make its way to the big screen and, you know, really, you know, make a splash and make some noise. I mean, I know Rise of the Jedi wasn't what everybody expected. And,
yeah. Well, you know, you're going to get more. Daisy Ridley is returning for a new movie set after Rise of Skywalker, which will follow the rebuilding of the Jedi Order. How do you feel about that, Mr. Tereklous? Do you think they should have just let it alone? Or, no, I don't know.
I think you got to get a redemption chance, a redemption song, a little bit, you know. Okay. It was so bullshit the way it ended that I think you got to say, okay, where do we go wrong? Can we take another stab at it? I also think...
A course correction. There you go.
Yeah, I think having Rey be this powerful being and a Palpatine and all this other stuff, like all that was so screwy where these characters had so much more potential. So you can fix Finn's story. You know, yeah.
I don't know if the actor wants to do it, man. I might have to be a recast, which would be a shame.
I think they can write him a nice check. We'll do it. I mean, I'm sure he's okay.
He'll secure the bag. He'll secure the bag. Yeah.
I think he's probably okay financially, but that'd be a nice little check.
Hey.
I think, for me, we were talking about this earlier. What would have me hype about a Rey film is seeing Grogu a little older. By this time, Grogu's probably like 17. You know what I'm saying? Like
every 50 years, it's what?
Every 50 years, 5 years or something like that. Yeah. Wow. So seeing like a teenage Grogu, oh man, it was some chill. Like he's a Mandalorian at this point. I think that's what the Mandalorian, that they can tie in all these other shows they're doing. Sure. Mandalorian's getting their stuff. I think the Rey film could be a tie-in where like you start to see the manifestations of all that.
It makes sense because there's some characters that are in the Last Jedi, but that they have different armor. That's not what the armor that they have in this last is kind of like a little spoiler alert, but
yeah.
But it makes sense, you know. Hopefully Mandalore's you know been redeemed and it's around in the future in Daisy Ridley's timeline of Star Wars.
Yeah, but
we'll see what happens.
But I'm not hype for it. I just think she deserves another shot. I don't think anything that happened with those films was the actor's fault.
It was not, and I actually think all the actors were excellent. Yeah. It wasn't their fault. I think they acted the shit out of everything that was presented to them. I just think it was just bad execution again. You know what I mean? Bad execution, kind of not knowing where we're going, kind of winging it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's been plenty of stuff, reports about that. What do you feel about it, Joey? You're just like, whatever.
No, I think she, Daisy Ridley definitely deserves a redemption for that. I think a lot of those characters pretty much deserve to redeem themselves in some kind of fashion. I just think a lot of that movie was just written poorly. A lot of the storyline from the new trilogy was not that great. I mean, Force Awakens was pretty all right. It was solid. But then it just kind of lost me after.
Yeah. You know, Force Awakens is the best movie of that whole trilogy, which is
by far
sad.
but yeah, I think she deserves another shot. You know, just hopefully, you know, writing team kind of sees where the fall off was, mm-hmm. and can you know how to really bring back that character in a very strong way. I mean, they did so for Obi-Wan when they brought Hayden Christensen?
Yes.
So yeah, when they brought him back, and I thought, you know, it wasn't nothing too crazy, but it felt good to see him written in a better story. So I think that's what Daisy Ridley needs for her. Was it Rey?
Yeah, Rey.
Rey, yeah.
So I think that's the way. Oh. I'm all for it. I mean, I feel like Star Wars, like, you know, that whole Star Wars universe is starting to get their shit together.
Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic about it all. There you go.
Hey, Star Wars needs to pull through like the Lakers second half of the season.
There you go.
I didn't want to know now, right? I didn't want to know.
Get
those pieces around.
Yeah.
Make everything gel together.
Yeah.
make a nice little push at the box office and on Disney Plus.
There you go. So we got some teasers for some upcoming shows. We got Andor season 2. So there you go. Are you fans of Andor? You get another one, which is the Building of the Rebellion, prequel to Rogue One. Yeah, Rogue One. It's gonna be good. Good show. Good show. Definitely different take than the regular Star Wars fare, and definitely looking forward to it. The Skeleton Crew, which is another show we don't really know much more about. Other than it was only shown, the little teaser for it was only shown to people there at Celebration, so I haven't quite released that public like they did with the Ahsoka trailer. There was also a teaser for The Acolyte, which I'm actually kind of hype for. I think that's going to be cool. I think if that's like focused more on like Sith or the dark side of the Force, you know?
Yeah.
With some different characters. I don't know if it's in the past or in the future or whatever. I'm down for it. Whatever. I'm down for it. Carrie Ann Moss has a part in that show. And she was in The Matrix, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first Ahsoka trailer. The Ahsoka trailer is up right now. You've probably watched it already. It's pretty old news already. But if you haven't watched the Ahsoka trailer, I highly recommend it. It's been buzzing the internet. People talking about the Dark Jedi with the orange white lightsabers and what that could mean, the orange lightsabers. And there's a scene she's fighting an Inquisitor. You know? There's a bunch of cool stuff there in this trailer. So did you check out the trailer, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about it, Tarek?
I watched it thoroughly. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is like one of my favorite fictional characters ever. Mm-hmm. But I think Ahsoka has the potential to be up there, like already from the old Clone Wars show.
Okay.
And badass. It looks dope.
I think it's going to be dope. I think it's going to be really dope. Or it's going to probably build up into where she becomes like the Ahsoka the White, you know, when at the end of Rebels, she's on that white cloak, whatever. Joey, how do you feel? Did you check out the trailer for Ahsoka? What's your level?
Yeah, I'm hyped for it. I think Rosario Dawson's gonna kill it.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for the supporting characters and the antagonists that they showed, and of course we saw the casting of Grand Admiral Thrawn, the big bad, right? And Lars Mikkelsen is back. He voiced the character in Star Wars Rebels, and he will be doing it in live action. And I'm super excited about that. I think he was a great voice for that character. Yeah. Embodied that character perfectly. And it's going to be awesome to see him reprise the role in live action. We have new Indiana Jones trailer for Indiana Jones 5. Let's see. They got to watch about 5 minutes of footage from the middle of the film and over there in Celebration.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Nice. It's called Star Wars Celebration, not Lucasfilm Celebration, right?
You have to get started. I mean, you have to pull the people in.
All right. Whatever. Anyway. Bad Batch Season 3. And if all you fans of Bad Batch, I've actually been enjoying the Bad Batch. For pretty interesting animated show. Definitely is the sequel to, you know, succession to Clone Wars and Rebels.
They're bleeding the fuck out of that.
It's good. It's good. It's not bad. It's interesting. It's interesting. But what was a really, really good animated show was the Tales of the Jedi, or those shorts that they had. And they had some like 10-minute shorts about Ahsoka, like 3 other ones about Count Dooku, I believe.
Yeah.
And I love those. And I'm glad they're making more of that. They announced they're making more of that. They put a trailer for Visions Volume 2. Which is kind of like the fan animated animated shows that they put on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
and they're making more of them than some animated companies from different parts of the world work on different episodes, and of course they're not canon, but they should be full of fun Star Wars stuff. What do you guys think about that? More Vision.
I love the Vision series. Yeah. I think that's dope to get different spins on things.
Yeah. What about you, Joey? Did you get to that Vision? Did you touch that?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
I recommend it. It's interesting, especially if you're bored. You just want to watch some Star Wars stuff. It doesn't really mean anything.
Joey ain't fucking with that animated unless it's Nintendo verse.
Yeah.
Nintendo verse or bust. And he done told you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Welcome, guys. Welcome, if anybody watching this show live, here's the live version of the Geek Culture Congress podcast. And if you want to join in the discussion, shoot a comment right there, and we'll talk about it, man. Right now, we just finished talking about all Star Wars stuff, Super Mario Brothers movie. But let's talk about our unfavorite topic, Warner Brothers Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
There is... or like other channels that I'm friend with, they like to call Warner Brothers Discovery, WBD. We broke, dude. but they have announced that they are working on a TV show or a streaming show for Harry Potter, rebooting the Harry Potter, the infamous Harry Potter verse with. I would say Star Wars has a big fan base, and you can see that, like, you see like the crowds in Celebration, like whenever they go to different countries and stuff like that, like, you know, people come out. But Harry Potter is some different fans, bro. Mm-hmm. They like they're almost cultists about Harry Potter.
They all hopped up off butterbeer.
Yeah, they're almost cultists about Harry Potter, and I don't know, man. This is some really strong thing to say. We're gonna reboot that, man. I mean,
you heard somebody point at you one of them wands. I never wanted to fight so much more in my life. Pointing me with your little wand, you little bastard.
Oh man, what do we think about this reboot, man? Is this a Warner Brothers just shooting the shit, like trying to make some fucking money, or you know, are they, you know, I don't know what the heck's going on.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah, I agree too. But
I think apparently it's happening. I think the people were. I think the book fans were happy enough with the movies that they should have just left it alone. I don't know a lot of book fans who were like mad at the movies. There was some like diehards who were, you know, like they didn't do some of these things. But overall, I think those movies fulfilled, you know, their purpose. And now you're rebooting that whole story, and it's only an opportunity to mess it up. So if it's mid, it can't be just okay.
If it's mid, oh my god, bro! I see it'd be disaster. Like, sell Warner Brothers down, like, you know, sell them to Comcast or something.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. It's too big of a risk to me. You'd be better off doing, you know, like the Fantastic Beast did okay box office wise.
Yeah, why don't they fix that? There you go.
Yeah, go fix that or do, like, I don't know. I guess they have to go with what she's written so far. They don't want to go too far. They don't want to Game of Thrones it, you know. But
I still haven't seen that Fantastic Beast movie because of you, Tarek.
I mean, it's okay.
Every time it pops up, I'm like, damn, Tarek said it don't slap. Harry says it's whack.
No, don't. It's not worth going to see.
Every time I see it pop up in my suggestion, I'm like, nope.
Nope, it's not worth it at all. Oh, I don't know why they're doing this. This is a mistake, in my opinion. If it turns out good, it does, but I don't see.
Joey, you are more in tune with the Wizarding World of Harry Potter than anybody else on the show. Tell us how you feel about this announcement.
Yo, I'm kind of with Tarek. At first, I was kind of like, oh, that's unique, because now they get to take their time with a lot of the stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, but those Harry Potter movies were done so good. And I think it's way too soon to start rebooting it because, like, they're still relevant. Like, I mean, years later, like, what, we were like 20 some years, you know, since the first one. Like, bro, I mean, it's still very,
it's still relevant.
It's, you know, I'm surprised there wasn't a lot of, at least I didn't see a lot of backlash from fans of them rebooting it. I didn't see it. Maybe I didn't scroll through the comments enough, long enough, or I don't know. But yeah, I mean, if they do it, they gotta hit it out the park. From the casting to, I mean, bro, then it has to be like to the T, because now you have a lot more time to tell story in each season. From what I'm hearing, is it? So you got what? How many? Like seven, eight books?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
something like that.
Seven books, I believe.
Yeah, so you got seven seasons of this. So you got a lot of story to tell. You know, some of it might, you know, you're looking at probably like, what, 10 episodes a season? So, right. Man, I feel like the movies crammed so much of the, you know, the story, and they did it so, like, eloquently and timely fashion that, I mean, to see a series now, like, now you're going to see a lot of, like, that just stretch. Amongst like soldiers, so they really just got to hit it out the park, man. I understand the Harry Potter's brand is very strong and is definitely a cash cow for Warner Brothers. So they, you know, we talk about, you know, we broke, dude. yeah, I mean, this is make money, but also like it could be a double edged sword, you know, where
yeah,
you know, you don't want to end up on the wrong.
It's
side.
Not a sure shot. You know what I mean? Maybe a sure shot is like make cool DC stuff. You know what I mean?
I think that, yeah, bro, like, man, put that Green Lantern show y'all talking about. I mean, yeah, I know they got that coming out, but like, you know, focus more on like the DC stuff. I think DC needs a lot more help than
make
I think
a better
Harry Potter
make a
does.
Better Scooby-Doo live action show. There you go. Work on that.
But yo, I mean, I think it all goes to Fantastic Beasts just not doing so well and just not being.
I made him say, "Oh, hold up."
You know,
that's what it.
Yeah, we can't. You know, we can't move the needle. I mean, we can do solid because of the wizardly world. Mm-hmm. But yeah. You know, Harry Potter, like it ain't here. Like it's a Star Wars effect. You yep. know, oh, there ain't no lightsabers. Ain't no Skywalkers in this shit. I don't know if you can push that at the box office.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the problem was with Fantastic Beasts at times. I mean, it did good. I mean, didn't the first like two do really good? Or
third yeah, one did it good did good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did good financially. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Star Wars did good, but the story was still bad.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna watch this of what Harry Potter has built. You know, we're gonna watch Star Wars movies because of what the Skywalkers and Darth Vader built. But yeah, at the end of the day, bro, like. Ain't nobody trying to see none without no Harry Potter in it. Ain't nobody trying to see none without no lightsabers.
Yeah.
Or Skywalker.
I get it. I get it why they're rebooting it. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. It just seems like a gamble, man. Even a gamble just to announce it. You know what I mean? Or unless it was just like, let's announce this and see what the lashback is. You know, if there's any outrage or anything or what the feedback is, you know?
There hasn't been any new books, so it's not like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're pretty much recycling.
Right.
Right. Right. Like, are you adding new? Did they miss that much in the previous movies that they need to do a show?
I'm saying, because I didn't nobody complain about.
Right.
Was Harry Potter the first movies to be more than a trilogy? Or did Indiana Jones beat them before?
Dude, I think Rocky beat them.
Rocky.
But definitely on like the nerd side of things, it probably was one of the first side. Franchises that had more than a trilogy and a movie.
Yeah, I don't know. The Aliens?
Maybe.
Aliens is up there.
Maybe. I don't know.
Aliens might have been first.
Because you go Aliens 1 through 3, Resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prometheus. Covenant. And then they're going to have another one come out.
So. The Aliens Resurrection came out in 1997. That was the fourth one.
Okay. All right. Then, yeah, definitely. Definitely yeah. was. The probably not that amount, though. At six, I think it was what?
And if
six,
you really want to get six deep, movies? Alien vs. Predator. Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We start doing that. Yeah. Superman was probably, yep. Superman had four.
Ah, there you go. All right.
Superman had four.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're trying to make up a record for this.
Well, that's why I asked. I didn't double down. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I didn't double down.
No, listen, I'm telling you this: that casting, when they start doing the casting for that for Harry Potter, ooh, that's where you're going to start to see people get mad and upset. Mm.
Yeah, that's
as soon as they hit that Google. As soon as I get that alert on my phone,
unless they cast Timothy Chalamet,
right? They might do that. Complaint. That's the darling, bro. They got him in the pocket.
Speaking of Warner Brothers, when is Dune Part 2 coming out? I ain't seen shit about the second half of Dune.
But supposedly, I think photography's been done on that for a while. I think, but I could be wrong.
So HBO Max is actually going to just be Max.
Yeah.
And they just said that it's so weird. They announced already that Flash is coming to Max in the fall.
Yeah.
Before it even hit theaters, like they're letting you know, okay, what's coming to Max?
I've been noticing that there's been a lot, as soon as a couple weeks out of its theatrical release in a movie, like they're already talking about just streaming it. I think that's gonna be
their wave, bro. They're gonna But here's the thing, I can respect that because for some, me, I'm still waiting to see when the hell Ant-Man's coming to Disney Plus. It's been out, February 1st, first week of February?
Is it on Disney Plus yet?
Hell no. They just announced that it's coming to Blu-ray. They just announced that it's coming to Blu-ray in May.
The shit out of that, boy.
bro, Creed 3, you can buy it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. Wow. I think John Wick 4, I think you can get on demand now.
I think it's cool that Max is doing this, bro, because now you got nerds like us that probably go see the movie two or three times after it comes out, just so we can grab dissect it a little bit better and not live in the moment from the first time we saw it. It goes to Max in just a couple weeks or a few weeks after the damn release in the theater, so it could be it could hurt box office sales. I don't know what they're trying to go for as far as revenue wise. I mean, if they're trying to really cash out the streaming or, they're trying to make a splash at the box office, who knows? But for somebody like me, I'd rather like the experience in the movie theater anyways. Yeah. But I can respect the fact that, okay, cool. So I saw it in the theater. I live in the moment. But then I'll get to watch it again on Max, in a month.
True. Yeah. If it's good, I'll repeat watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll repeat watch it, but I am going to a comic book movie, an action movie, a Star Wars film. I'm going to see that in the theater. I'm not going to only watch that at home.
To watch it in a theater,
I need that good sound movie popcorn because at home popcorn ain't the same.
Popcorn is different. Now I might sneak in some Mike and Mike from the Dollar Tree.
You got to hit the Dollar Tree. Grab the good. If I'm gonna spend top dollar, I'm spending top dollar on movie popcorn.
Yeah, movie popcorn is different, man. Movie popcorn is laced with black tar heroin. I don't know what's in it.
Now they got those different flavors now: Oreo popcorn and Cheetos and.
Oh yeah, they're getting creative over there. Yeah. Oh yo, they had I was at AMC. They had this cookies and cream.
Yeah, the Oreo popcorn. Wow. Yeah.
The Oreo popcorn. And yo, that shit was good.
Yeah, it was.
That shit was hitting.
Damn. Gourmet joint. Yeah. That's what'll get us to the theaters.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're like, this movie was mid. That's okay. I had some Oreo popcorn. It's all good.
And there with a Heineken and some Oreo popcorn. I'm trying to get some popcorn shrimp.
yo, it's so funny. My old boss, my old program director in Connecticut, shout out to DJ Buck. He know this already. This ain't no embarrassing. Man's loved movie popcorn so much. That if he had a craving for it, he would go to the movies and go get the popcorn.
Guys, I got a small live emergency.
He go pick it up for the ride.
Can you guys take over the live show? I'll be right back. Okay.
Nah, handle it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go handle it right back.
Speaking of the Flash, we have a new trailer coming April 25th.
Okay.
And the crazy thing too behind this is not only is they're doing the trailer, but I guess at Cinecom they're gonna screen the movie for people there, which is
April 25th,
which is what, because the movie comes out June 16th.
That's next week,
bro. That's like a month and a half. You're getting these people are getting to see the movie a month and a half prior to the release.
Yo, what is that non-disclosure like?
Yo, I'm saying
to see that,
but I think they think the movie's either they're standing on the fact that the movie is that good, or there's probably like gonna leaks, or they're trying to beat people. I don't know if there's any. I haven't been looking at the internet too much on the Flash, so I don't know if there's like been leaked storylines, like the plot or anything like that.
Yeah,
it probably is lurking in there in some Reddit page somewhere. But yeah, the fact that they're a month and a half before.
Yeah, I still think. Well, I don't think we disagree on this, but I think the Flash is like their big reset, and they're. I think, you know, we're going to complain about Warner until they get it right, because Shazam is moving to HBO Max very fast and yeah, completely bombed. I think that's the biggest superhero movie bomb.
That came out
bomb.
After Ant-Man, and we're getting that on streaming before Ant-Man.
So what should I watch? Should I watch Shazam 2 or watch Fantastic Beasts?
I haven't seen Shazam 2. So.
Shazam 2?
Yeah, I haven't seen Shazam 2.
Oh, okay, you haven't seen it.
But I'm going to say, without seeing it, Shazam 2 is what you should watch. Yeah. Last Fantastic Beasts. It's not that bad.
But it's crazy, because it's disappointing in Shazam 2, because, like, a lot of the stuff that they allude to, like, even in the post-credit scene, it's not going to get paid off.
Yeah. But that's what I think is the beauty of The Flash. I think it's just going to change all of that, and I think some of these, like Shazam 2 coming out, is kind of like a nod, like, yo, we'll put it out. But, like, be aware that this is not going to mean anything.
Damn. Yeah.
So I think, but there's an issue with The Flash, of course, because of the star. So
yeah,
it may be a gauge of, like, how much.
This might be a move, like a crazy PR move, to screen it early just to get critics to talk about how good the movie is.
Right.
Before they get all that, because they're going to get backlash, bro. Like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
When they start really pushing this movie, there's going to be a lot of news and a lot of people just, you know, obviously because of what Ezra was doing, you know, on his personal life, there's going to be a lot of backlash. And they're trying to, I think, beat that backlash to the punch to kind of show that, yo, we have a really good movie. You know, we know we got a star who did some shitty things. But yeah, we need you to go see this movie.
They should have put that movie out in the springtime. That's what they should have done.
They should have put it
out a week. I mean, bam, we put it out. There you go, guys. Enjoyed it. And then let whatever happened with Ezra, them, happen, you know?
That's always rough, man, because, like, not only is Ezra's actions, like, you know, hurt him as an actor, and him getting jobs maybe in the future, it hurts the studio too, because it's like, you know, you cast this man and you're following through with this movie. I mean, he gave an apology, but it's like, you know, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, is one apology is going to, you know, save an entire, you know, a franchise you're trying to build, or an entire brand that you're trying to push?
I could see them also not. In the future, he's not the Flash. And I think that may be another reason to screen it so early, to say, okay, people aren't reacting well to him. He shouldn't be our next Flash. He shouldn't be our Flash in the future. Like, when we reset this, we reset it.
Yeah.
And I think it's also, I think we lost Joey for a little bit. I think it's also interesting dynamic because of what recently happened with Jonathan Majors.
Yes.
It's going to kind of set a tone, depending on, we don't know,
the ramifications
of Jonathan Majors' situation is. We don't know what the situation is.
Yeah, the rumor mill right now is that they are getting ready, prepared in the instance or in the case that something happens with Jonathan Majors' case, that they do have to recast him.
I think you have to prepare for it. I don't think that's necessarily a bad sign for, like, what he may or may not go through legally, but you have to prepare for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, the Flash is going to be interesting. I don't think anybody will be surprised, unfortunately, if it's not good. I don't think anybody will be surprised if it bombs for various reasons.
Oh, the Flash, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think expectations for Warner Brothers are low.
I think it's going to do well just because of the Batman factor.
But they've certainly, they've certainly built up the hype of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
at least the opening weekend. At least the opening weekend is going to do okay. How long the legs it has?
It's going to kill an opening weekend. It's the Michael Keaton power.
Yeah.
You know, that's gonna I would watch Michael Keaton make cereal. To be honest with you. I was just watching poor Cheerios and say lines from the other guys. I'd watch it. I'd watch it short. So it's gonna be interesting. I wish I could talk to somebody who's at that CinemaCon who got loose lips and see what they think.
I don't know.
But I'm like DJ, I don't want to be spoiled. I don't want to know the plots. Like, I almost don't want too many.
They already told us too much already for Flash.
I think we're gonna get a great story out of this. I'm really excited for Michael Keaton's Batman. The fact that Ben Affleck, how do you say, like, it's he was happy to figure out how to portray Batman, and he figured it out doing this movie. So
yeah, he was quoted in saying that.
Says a lot. Yeah, that kind of says a lot too, and just how he'll never rock the cape and cowl again. But he said that he enjoyed playing this version and finally feel like he nailed it.
Right. That's dope to hear.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Of all the things, I'm excited about that, the Flash show. Well, hopefully it's going to be good and it's going to be at least entertaining.
Yeah, Spider-Verse trailer, speaking of month, looks ill. Yeah.
Look what I have queued up. Bam. Yeah, the Spider-Verse trailer, man. Yeah. Honestly, I think this is going to make like a Billy.
Yeah.
Easy.
I think so.
Spider power, period. You know what I mean? And this might be a contender for the top of animated movie, you know? It's the sequel, you know?
Possibly.
It might take out Super Mario Brothers. What do you think, guys? Yeah? The Spot. I never understood the Spot.
I mean, Mario Brothers is a big brand. Spider-Man's a big brand. They're always going to do good. It was just interesting to see. I was not surprised that Super Mario is going to do good. I'm surprised that, like, it did very good in box office. But, like, it just shows how big and how worldly, you know, Super Mario is. And, you know, it's a big name. Like, Spider-Man's a huge name. So it's like, I don't expect, I expect this one to do major numbers for sure. Definitely a big.
I don't know if the Miles Morales Spider-Man is as big as Peter Parker Spider-Man. Which,
it's not, fair but, enough. It's, but I feel like the animated movie.
If they have animated versions of Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield and, what's the other one? Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire. If they have all three of them, animated versions, end this movie, bro, this movie's going to make a Billy. Easy. If they tie it to MCU somehow or the Spider-Verse stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's very Far From Home-ish, No Way Home-ish, you know.
Secret War-ish?
losing somebody. It's... What was the other multiverse movies where they lost one and they wanted to change it? Like Doctor Strange.
Yep.
You know, everything's doing, every universe is in, has a multiverse. So, my attention, but the action looks great. You know, makes me want to, like, I watch this and I want to go back and watch the old one, but it doesn't look too connected, you know.
Right.
But it,
I'm taking it. Spider-Man.
It really makes that 2099 is the antagonist, you know, like,
Yeah.
They always fighting every time I see him. Oh, you saw that? You saw the little clone Spider-Man?
Yeah.
From the animated version? It's going to be dope. Yeah, it's going to be dope. I'm excited about it. That's dope.
Spider-Horse.
Yeah, so June's going to be helping up.
yeah. I'm here for it all, man.
Another reason why Flash is coming out and they're screening it early, because...
Yeah, they don't want that Spider-Man smoke.
Yeah. Hold up, Spider-Man's in June? I thought it was in December.
It said June 2nd,
yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah, so they're trying to knock out Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about another movie that was in a movie theater before we wrap up the show, guys. First off, I want to make sure I talked about everything we want to talk about today.
Did y'all see the Marvels trailer?
Ah, yes. The Marvel's trailer. Yeah, see? That's why I asked these questions. Marvel's trailer. definitely hyped about the Marvel's trailer. Very good. What do you think about it? Yeah?
Pleasantly surprised.
There you go. Me too.
Pleasantly surprised. Me too as well. I did not like Ms. Marvel. I didn't hate it. I didn't dislike it.
There you go. I thought it was
mid.
The only thing I disliked about the show was the visual effects. I thought they could have made her powers look a little bit better.
Yeah. It was very, it's like watching Pretty Little Liars with superpowers. You know, I don't think it was meant for me. You know,
do you think,
I don't think I was the target demo for that show.
This is the first movie from the MCU that I think you really have to have watched. WandaVision for one.
Yep.
And Ms. Marvel for two to really understand the dynamic between all the characters.
Yeah.
So do you think this is going to be in its favor or not? Because these are shows you can only watch on Disney Plus.
I don't think it's going to be in its favor.
You think people are going to come to watch this movie there and be like, who are these people?
I think you're not going to get a casual viewer of it.
Mm.
You're going to get the fans, which there's a large number of fans. Yeah. You're going to get the fans. And it may turn some people, like, if you're like me, I didn't like Ms. Marvel per se. I'll probably watch it, but I probably, you know, I'm definitely going to watch it in theater. Like
one and done.
But some people, I might be one and done. And some people may say, I'll just wait for it to come on Disney Plus. I don't think it's going to hurt it where it's going to bomb at the theaters. You know, I think some people have to refamiliarize themselves with Captain Marvel.
It's homework. It's literally homework you have to do. And probably with Captain Marvel, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally homework you have to do to get into this movie.
I mean, I kind of know the relationship between Captain Marvel and Monica Rambeau, like from knowing the comic books.
I'm sorry. I just one other detail I forgot. You probably also probably ought to watch Secret Invasion, too, because this is probably going to come out after Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
And Secret Invasion is all about Samuel Jackson's character. So, you're going to have to watch that, too. So there's three shows you probably got to watch.
And that's their goal. I don't know if this is the one that's bringing that all together, you know.
I mean, I get it.
I don't
it.
Know if this ain't the one. This ain't the look. Yeah. Like, I don't know if none of these characters are popular enough to make you want to watch all the shows to catch up. But, again, I was pleasantly surprised with the trailer. Interesting dynamic. It should be cool. I don't know the villain. Marvel always has a villain problem. So, you know,
I think the villain might be. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know.
No, was it Zoe Ashton is the villain, and she's interesting. Is it
even if there is a villain?
Tom Hiddleston's wife in real life.
I think there might just be multiple villains.
Yeah, the villain is Tom Hiddleston's wife in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It'd have been dope. I'm just bringing this out there. I know it's not possible, but it'd have been dope if the villain was Hela.
Ooh, wow.
That'd have been dope if they were somehow able
there might be it. multiple villains because each character is dealing with their own things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm pleasantly surprised with it, but not like overly hyped to go see it. I'm definitely going to go see it.
What about you, Joey? How do you feel about the homework required?
I've watched everything, so I'm not even like tripping about that. I thought it was a little meh. I think we're gonna lose Tom Hiddleston. I mean Tom Holland's like Spider-Man and him being so excited to be in, and him being all like quirky when he sees like other superheroes around him. Mm-hmm. We're losing that in Tom Holland and gaining that in Ms. Marvel. So she's gonna be that more teenager kind of comic relief. Going forward in MCU, I think her like America Chavez and like Young Avenger kind of vibey, you know, characters that we've been seeing throughout some of the shows and movies. I'm not too sold right away. I'm curious to see I'm sure that the Bengal is what binds their powers, and I think Zoe Ashton's character, who I always forget who the villain is, it's like Dull R, something like that, some weird Kree name. She has the other bangle, so I'm sure they're trying to get that other bangle to break the way their powers bind. But it looked dope. I think at the end of the trailer where you see the fight scene, they're like swapping out each other as they're using each like power. Like every time they use their power,
it seemed like they were like training.
Swapping.
That's what it seemed like. It seemed like they were fighting each other, but like a training exercise, you know?
Yeah.
It looked crazy. But yeah. I think it'll be all right. A lot of like on Earth back to intergalactic, so it's gonna be a lot of back and forth shit, Jersey City to like wherever the fuck they are in
to the Kree home world.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think I need to see another trailer, but I think I'm solid on what's going on. I saw Captain Marvel got a new outfit. I'm curious to see how. What was interesting is we saw the sword ship or whatever ship that Nick Fury was on. Mm-hmm. They were discovering a jump hole that the Guardians be going through. So I'm wondering if Guardians 3 has anything to do with that. On to Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
They discovered a jump hole, one of them jump holes that they be going through.
Right.
But another thing I heard on the interweb is that the Marvels will have a incursion at the end of the movie.
Oh, okay.
That'll be there will dope. Be an incursion at the end of Captain Marvel.
Okay. That'll be interesting. We'll see. We'll see what happens, man. I'm definitely here for it. Definitely here for it.
I have to say, though, I wasn't hyped about the Secret Invasion trailer.
No, you weren't?
No.
I am.
No.
I think it's going to be interesting.
It should. I hope it is. I believe in Samuel Jackson. I've never seen him not be good.
I think the tone of this is going to be very serious versus the energy that Ms. Marvel gives in that trailer.
Yeah.
You know, the Secret Invasion show seems like it's going to be very serious. Like it seems like Marvel is starting to like be like, oh, wait a second, they don't like the Salinas. You know,
to me is the thing they dwarfed the Skrulls a little bit in the Captain Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they made him kind of silly, ridiculous. Like, I want to see them be a major, major threat. And I hope they do that here. But you already established them as, like, oh, they shapeshift. Like, they should have done that better. So.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll have to reestablish how big of a threat they are.
We got some breaking news. Jonathan Majors and manager Entertainment 360 have parted ways. Actor facing domestic violence allegations in NYC.
Ooh.
Wow.
It's according to Deadline.
Wow.
Wow.
Oof. And when Management 360, that's a major company to drop you. I'm sure they've done some due diligence on that. Or not. Or they just said, hey, let's avoid. Ugh. You hate to see it.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to see it.
Oh, did anybody see Renfield?
No. Did you see
it? Is it out? It's out?
Yeah, it's out now. I think I'm gonna go see it tomorrow.
I'm gonna see Renfield. That looks interesting. I'm a Nicolas Cage fan too.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna keep that.
I'm excited for Renfield right now, and I want to see Evil Dead Rises. I heard which is really good.
Oh, Evil Dead Rises looks like it's gonna be really good, but that might be probably the only horror movie I actually go see.
The movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we're ending, but
I love all the Evil Dead movies.
I finally watched Knock at the Cabin or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
The last thing I want to talk about before we end the show, the Dungeons and Dragons movie, Honor Among Thieves. Did you guys check that out? What you guys thought of it? I saw it with my wife.
Yeah.
It was a good time for me. Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
I thought it was decent. I thought it was a decent film. I'm not that deep into Dungeons and Dragons. I'm sure there were Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, has some Easter eggs in
that
there
that I wasn't aware of. I definitely, you know, not a big spoiler, but the old 80s cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely had a reference to the old 80s cartoon that I thought was dope. but yeah, it was a good, solid comedic film.
Yeah.
I was okay with it.
I was okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
Definitely
Joey?
Better
check
than
it out?
Fantastic.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, you haven't seen it yet. No. Go see it, man. It's good. You will enjoy it. I think you will enjoy it.
Yeah. Movies like that, like, oh, those are the movies I wonder which streaming service it's going to be on. Like, is it coming to Prime? Is it coming to Hulu?
What was the company? Who was the producer? Who was the producer of the movie?
I don't know.
Paramount? Universal?
It might be Paramount.
If it's Paramount, it'll probably be on Netflix.
It'll be on Paramount Plus.
Oh, Paramount Plus, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they might put it on Netflix.
Paramount Pictures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still mad if you can't find, you can only find Spider-Man No Way Home
on Stars. On
Stars.
Really?
Like, why is that on Disney?
Right.
Nah.
What was the whole point of buying Sony or teaming up with Sony? Disney can't have that. But that's probably like in that Sony, that weird Sony Disney contract that they've made for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Well, I said we talked about everything that we wanted to talk about today, guys, on the live show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Everyone who's here for the live show hanging out with us. Make sure you follow the podcast, Geek Culture Congress. Give us a subscribe on anywhere you listen to your audio podcasts. And thank you so much, everyone who's watching this on Speedy's Multiverse and any other channels, Facebook channels, and pages that you're watching this on. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here. Mr. Tarek Lewis, let them know how they could follow you, sir.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and also on my YouTube page.
Yeah. And then, of course, Mr. Joey Franchise.
Yep, follow me on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise. You can also follow at Franchise on Film for more info, Marvel, DC, and pop culture in general.
Yeah, on the Speedy's Multiverse channel, I do scoops with Mr. Mikey Sutton. We try and do that every Thursday, God willing. If not, we try and do it on Sunday. But you also subscribe on the Speedy's Multiverse YouTube channel. And if you're into all the spoilers and leaks and all that good stuff, well, that's definitely the place to be, because Mikey Sutton brings us a lot of good stuff, and some of his stuff has come true, and even long time ones that he's done for a while. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, forget to follow the live show. We are here live every Monday, God willing, 7:30 around 8 o'clock. We're live. Give us a subscribe wherever you're watching this. Tell your friends we're live here at Geek Culture Congress. But you can always catch the audio version of the podcast anywhere you want to listen to your podcast. Just look for Geek Culture Congress Podcast. Have a good one, everybody. Be safe. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll be back with more Geek Culture Congress. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.